Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
In the weeks since Sandy hit the Northeast region, utility companies still working around the clock to return power to millions of customers affected by the storm in New York City and surrounding boroughs, suburbs, and beyond. Many, many people still without power and fuel, significant parts of New Jersey and Long Island. Also concerns about the task of finding temporary housing. Yesterday, officials in New York City said that somewhere between 20 and 40,000 people could have been left homeless as a result of last week's storm. And this isn't simply being bounced from evacuation site to evacuation site. This is fundamentally homeless with no options unless the city can come up with it. Joel Berg is executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger, is in the studio to talk about some of the challenges still facing the city. Joel, welcome.
Thank you.
So this is not a quick bounce back for a significant population of underserved New Yorkers and people in New Jersey.
Correct. It's not a quick bounce back for anyone, including upper-income New Yorkers, and we express our sympathies for everyone. But as always, it is low-income people who are bearing the greatest brunt. Walking around the Lower East Side and Red Hook over the last few days, you saw people with resources with generators, people without resources having no light and no heat. And so you see the inequality of wealth in its starkest relief in times like this.
And dark, quite literally the case. They're still asking for flashlights in Red Hook. The volunteer effort in Red Hook actually did produce some surpluses, which were sent off immediately to Staten Island and Queens, where there are significant problems. Where are the 40,000 that Mayor Bloomberg's office suggested might be made homeless going to go?
I have no clue. As of today, there are more than 40,000 homeless people already in city shelters. So one thing this natural disaster points up is the disparate treatment we have as a society to natural disasters versus man-made disasters. I don't want to minimize what's happened over the last week in any way, shape, or form, given the great loss of life or property. That being said, it's clear we have a national consensus that no one should go even a few hours without food as a result of a natural disaster. And yet we have a man-made disaster year in, year out, with more than 50 million Americans going hungry, 1.5 million New Yorkers living in homes that can't afford enough food, that can't survive as it is. So when you add on top of this tens of thousands of others, low-income New Yorkers in desperate need of help, you really have a tragedy of colossal proportions.
And the response by the government has been vigorous and aggressive, yet certainly this reveals our sense of priorities. It was said that getting the stock market up and running was a symbol of the U.S. getting back to work, the Northeast getting back to work after this disaster, yet that stock market running is just two blocks from your office there near Wall Street.
Yeah, the office of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger is on 50 Broad, literally a few doors down from the New York Stock Exchange. And as of this morning, we were not allowed back into our office, even though some high-end stores in the neighborhood are operating. We can't get our staff in one place. Some of them are still without power. We can't access our email lists, our volunteer lists. So it's very challenging, although we're going through is nothing compared to what the people we represent are going through. I will say the government at the state, local, and federal government levels has really stepped up. The good news is advocates and government, which aren't always on the same page, are really working together very closely on this. And the truth of the matter is this proves there's no way the private sector or charities can do this alone without a robust federal government.
Joel Berg, executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.